Well, my friends, it's the last weekend for me here at Our Lady of the Rosary, and I wish to offer you my sincere thanks for these last 3 years together. It's been great to have you welcome me into your lives and into your homes, and to help me learn how to be a priest, so thank you for that. I know you've suffered patiently with me. I was looking back at some of my old homilies, and hurrah, weren't they? But I hope they've gotten better. And I thank you for patiently bearing with me during that time. It's been a great privilege for me to be one of your priests. I can say that sincerely from the bottom of my heart. You have taught me how to do many things, and I will take many of my experiences with me as I go to Crosby and Deerwood next week. Many lessons have been learned, and a part of me obviously will remain here with you. We priests, we come and go, as you know, and we're here for a short time, and then we go off to the next thing. The parish remains, you will remain here, and that's a good thing. We form one another, though, throughout our time together. Each of us forms one another. The priest forms the people form the priest. Whether for good or for bad, I hope it's been good. I suppose everyone has their own opinion, but for me, I know I can say it has been a great privilege and a great joy for me to be with you. It has been a gift to be here. To begin at the Mother Church of our diocese, to experience so many things here, the liturgies, the sacraments, the parish and school events, the different things that happen here, has been a great lesson, a great journey for me, so I thank you. I leave here a very happy priest. I know the future holds many challenges, many unknown things, but it's been a great gift to spend this time with you and to have this nourishment of being in a healthy and a happy community. So thank you. I do wish to apologize if there's anything I've said or done that was unkind or hurtful, or if I've been obtuse or difficult, I apologize for that. I've tried to be a Christian in my conduct and a follower of Christ, but I know at times I fall short. You know, I'm not in heaven yet. I'm going there hopefully, but not there yet. And therefore I know that I fail at times to perfectly reflect Christ. So I want to thank all those who work on staff, those who volunteer, different levels, different events, the school families, the teachers, I think the daily mass crowds, the altar servers, the lectors, the Eucharistic ministers, the ushers, the choir, the musicians, the Knights of Columbus. The list goes on, and I know I will probably forget some, but I thank you anyway. I do also wish to thank Father Peter, even though he's not here tonight, for his leadership and for his mentorship. I said my last weekend at St. Mary's Star of the Sea, and I would say again, one of my former formators in the seminary once said, you know, if you're not liked as an associate, you're pathetic. And what he was trying to get at is this idea that as an associate, you don't have to make any major decisions. You don't have to make sure the building works or the lights work. You don't have to take care of staff issues or anything like that. All you got to do is say, I'm not the pastor. You got to talk to him. All I got to do is show up. And so I'll miss that. I know I'll miss that. So I thank him for his organization and his skill. It's a testimony, I think, to how easily it was for me to come in here, to his skills as a pastor. And I know I will miss having his guidance and his experience. As I reflect on my time here with you at the Cathedral Parish, I naturally ask myself, what is this all about? What have I been doing here? And is it worthwhile? There are many ways to respond to that, I suppose. But if I think about it, what I would say is that I've been trying to follow Jesus. That's what I've been trying to do, follow Jesus. And I hope that you can say the same, that we together are on this journey of following the Lord, being his disciples. And we're on a journey towards eternal life. This journey continues even when we move to a different place. You know, if I'm in a different place, or if you ever move to a different place, that journey continues. We are part of a church that goes beyond any one parish, any one diocese, any country. It spreads across the whole world. It goes beyond one culture, or one time, or one place. The saints have walked this road before us, and there will be others who walk after us. We are part of something which is great. This journey is a little different for each one of us. God has made us for heaven, but we're not there yet. And sometimes in our lives, we get beat down. We get hurt. Like the man in Jesus' parable, we fall victim to robbers or to some circumstance or hardship or challenge. There are times when we find ourselves laying by the roadside, and there we lay. At times like that, we may see something that we're hopeful will bring us back to full health or will give us help. In the parable, it's the priest, the Levite, but they pass by on the other side. In our lives, we might encounter things that we put our hopes in, some distraction or some fascination, and yet we end up disappointed. But then we encounter, at some point, each one of us has encountered the Good Samaritan. And Jesus' story, the Samaritan is identified as the good neighbor. The Samaritan is Christ himself, you know that, or someone who reflects Christ in our lives. It is Christ alone who brings healing and comfort. Any good in us is a reflection of Christ in us. Each one of us has this opportunity to encounter Christ and also the opportunity to be Christ for those around us. And we live in a world where there are many, many people lying by the side of the road, and they need our help. They need the help of the Good Samaritan. This is the year of mercy, and as we have seen in our own country in this week, we need to allow God's grace and mercy to heal us, to overcome the kind of rupture that is evident in our nation and in our time. We need a supernatural gift of God's love and mercy. Today in this Mass, we pray for that. It's my desire that we become a community where people find the healing power of God. They find that here when they walk through the doors. This happens when we live as disciples. This happens when we follow Christ and allow Christ to take hold of our lives, and we put God first. This happens when we encounter Jesus in the Eucharist. My parting words to you are to invite you to open your eyes, open your hearts to Christ. Ask Him to heal you. Ask Him to help you be Christians, to be Christ's presence to those around you. Who is it? Who is the person that God is asking you to touch? Who is it that God is asking you to help, to be that good neighbor? May God find many hearts here in this parish that open to Him, that He may come and rest in your hearts. May He find many who follow Him as disciples. May the Lord bring healing and wholeness. Close with a prayer from St. Thomas Aquinas. Grant to me, O Lord God, a vigilant heart, that no subtle speculation may ever lead me from you, a nobleness that no unworthy affection may draw me from you, a rectitude that no evil purpose may turn me from you. Grant me a steadfastness which no tribulation may shatter, a freedom that no violent affection may overthrow. Give me, O Lord my God, a mind to know you, diligence to seek you, wisdom to find you. Give me a way of life pleasing to you, perseverance to trust and await you, and finally faith to embrace you. Amen.